Welcome to Boss Up Babes, helping babes show up, boss up, and thrive. With number one best-selling author, global influencer, and ultimate boss babe, Carissa Adkins. Carissa is a health and wellness expert and CEO of the 365 Daily Hustle, here to help mompreneurs and career-focused women boss up and reclaim their healthiest life. She is a pro at cutting through the BS and inspiring massive breakthroughs that help women create healthy routines and habits that facilitate personal and professional growth. Are you ready to reclaim your best life, take action, and be a badass boss babe? Let's get to it.
What up, ladies? Hello, queens. Welcome to another awesome episode of Boss Up Babes. We are a weekly show dedicated to all you lady entrepreneurs, you innovators, you hustlers, you personal development junkies. I see you. And of course, just women who are badass women who are looking to show up, boss up, and thrive in their life, their health, their business. So y'all, you need to grab a pen and paper because today we are talking all about the importance of self-care, the impact that diet has on everything, and how to find purpose in your pain. I have an amazing guest with me here today, but before I bring her out, a little event update for y'all. So I'm really excited to be a part of this amazing lineup of world leaders. Like literally, I was searching them. I was like stalking them on social media. Like there's 20 plus speakers on this major masterclass platform. And I'm like, oh my God, right? And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, oh, these are big names. Like women who, there's been a woman who I've gotten to interview on the show, Dominie Drew, and we had her months ago. But some really renowned leaders in the whole health and empowerment space. And I'm like, I am one of these badass speakers. It feels so good. I'm just going to soak it all in. So yes, I want to just tell you a little bit about it because you can claim your free ticket now. I'll be speaking and presenting on how our breakdowns can turn into our biggest breakthroughs. What do you know? We're talking to Stephanie today about how to turn that pain into power. Plus, I'm going to serve you up, like literally on a gold platter, some real no bullshit tips so that how to help you overcome your biggest challenges in life, health, and business as well. So you guys, join us for a one-of-a-kind global masterclass series where you will hear again from those top experts. We're all going to be sharing with you how we, you know, took our stuckness and really turned it into international recognition. So you guys can claim your ticket today. The show notes, click down below if you're interested. You'll be able to find the link to sign up. It is March 10th. That's my son's birthday. Oh my God. He's going to be 22 years old. My son's birthday that I'll be going live masterclass with that. So with that, you guys, today I've brought to you one hell of a lady. She's a total boss up babe. Her name is Stephanie Shaw. And a few words that describe her are Christ follower, mom, educator, booty, and a total giver. So Stephanie Shaw is the founder of Stephanie Lynn Shaw and is host of the Hello Hot Flash podcast, an educator by nature. Stephanie took the strategy she implemented to recover from a two-year illness and turned them into a nutrition coaching and online education business where she teaches midlife women how to manage their hormones to lose weight, have more energy, and slow the aging process down. Hello, we all could use a little bit more of that in our life. So with that, Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting. We've waited so long. And to just get it out of the way, tell your son happy birthday. My son's is the 12th of March and he'll be 31.
Oh my gosh, almost a 10 year. I mean, I love it, right? Like looking back as a mom. There's so many, it's crazy, right? Because even today, we're live today. And I just posted a story about how my mom has actually passed away over a decade ago. And the lessons that she has taught me from, you know, when she was alive, as well as when she's passed, right? There's still lessons that our moms teach us all the time. And I'm so glad that we can share that motherhood is important to us. And we both have kiddos and not even kiddos, they're grown adults. Like, come on now, man. Like, they're always our kiddos, right? I seriously want to welcome you again to the show, your expertise, your energy, your passion for helping women in their midlife navigate all those crazy changes are much, much appreciated. 100%.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ha! Snaps up for Stephanie. All right. So tell me, let me just dive right in because I love just getting down and dirty with everything. So tell us about a time in your life where you had to boss up, like where you had to really take that moment that was either going to make or break you and how you had to overcome it.
Yeah, I think the biggest boss up I had to take on was I was sick for 2 years, and we may get into that story a little deeper, but I started doing all the right things. So I started exercising, I started eating better according to my gut health. I was, you know, taking my my supplements and doing all the stuff, but I still could not get well. And part of that was that I was not handling the stress that was in my life. And there were two individuals in my life that kept bringing on that stress. And I think the biggest boss up moment came when I kind of like went back through some journal notes. I'm like, time I get ticked off, someone appears on my journal page. So having that conversation with both people who now the relationships are so beautiful, but me stepping past that fear of having that conversation, saying you are impacting my body, you're physically and emotionally taking me down, what are we going to do about it? I think that was my biggest moment of bossing up. And I'm telling you, it could have went wrong in both situations, but I had to decide that it was worth the risk for it to potentially go wrong, because it was actually impacting my health. So I think that was my biggest, you know, my biggest big girl panty moment.
I love that. Boss up for Stephanie equals her biggest, you know, panty moment. Like, put on the big girl pants and let's do it. Oh, you guys, I think a lot of women really relate to that, right? Because we can do all the things and we're still not getting any better. We have to stop and ask ourselves, what the heck is going on, right? Like, I'm doing all this stuff, doctor recommended, you know, health, like coach recommended, whatever it is. But if something's not working, you have to dive deeper. I love that you went into the journaling and you just went into your own, like you inward, right? Which so many women are afraid to do, no matter what the outcome is. They're just so fearful of like diving in and really getting some that heart truth out. And yeah, so thank you so much for sharing a little bit about that story. You guys go and read it, the full bio in the notes. It's phenomenal. So tell us how you, obviously, I feel like I kind of know it's coming. Because you went through this, you know, moment in your life, this experience of 2 years, you couldn't figure out your own body, your own health. And you kind of had the aha, right? It's stress induced. So I've got to do something about the stress. But what got you into being like a health coach, helping guide and mentor and coach women through, you know, postmenopause?
Yeah. So in those 2 years, I did not just go to one or two or three or four doctors. I went to 18 different doctors, two world-renowned medical facilities across four different states, $20,000 out of pocket because I was doing Eastern medicine, Western medicine, just trying to figure out what was going on in my body. And so I think that was part of the story and part of the struggle. No one had any answers for me. So I'm like, I'm asking my primary care about, you know, well, maybe I'm eating wrong. Oh, it's not that. Just take this pill. I'm like, no. Or I'm saying, hey, maybe, you know, when I eat this, I get rapid heartbeat. Oh, it can't be the food. So I decided that, and we all know that not to be true. Yeah. I decided that since I was not getting the answers, that I was going to go back and get some education. So I went back and I received two certifications in holistic nutrition. And through that research and taking the class and talking to other people, I started to discover it is the food. It was the stress too, but it was also the food and the things that I was putting into my body. Some things were good, apples and peaches and cabbage, but I can't eat those. So understanding what all of that was doing to my body led me on this journey to, oh, wait, I am not the only person that is sick. I'm not the only person that is reacting to what could be good food or good for them in this manner. So I took that and then I started the nutrition coaching business so I could help other women.
I love that. And I similar, right? Like I remember in 2019, I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's and then, you know, came the food sensitivity test. And then I was like, oh my gosh, there's like 10 things that are not great for me. And, you know, and at first I was like, why me? And then I was like, why not me? Right. Like I'm the master of habits. I can change anything about my life. I've already lost 100 pounds. So I can do that. I can do anything, right? I can tackle food.
Yeah.
But it was truly the food, tackling the food, getting very crystal clear on what I could eat for my body. No right or wrong, right? I always look at all food as good food, unless it's not good for your body. and so I started cleaning up that diet. And all of a sudden, you know, all of the symptoms were starting to go away. I was ditching the medications, ditching the supplements. And I can honestly say that it's in full remission now, thank God. But it's because I've cleaned up the diet, right? I've figured out, I got a lot of clarity in that. I always tell my clients, I'm like, you know, food it's fuel, but food is either going to kill you or it's going to nourish you and support you. And we got to figure that out. So how can women, like, where can women go to find you? Because you really specialize in that holistic nutrition. And I love that. And like getting clarity for those women, where can women find you?
Yeah, I think I love to educate. So they can go to my website, which is Stephanie Lynn Shaw. And I also have another website called Hello Hot Flash. And you briefly mentioned that before. I know, Hello Hot Flash. it's a weekly podcast. And I bring in OBGYNs, functional medicine doctors, naturopathic doctors to have the conversations that I didn't know that I was even supposed to be having. So I'm all about educating people and getting them as many free resources as possible. Yeah.
I love that. You guys, venture on over to your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Hello Hot Flash. It's like, I love the name. That's why I'm always like, Hello Hot Flash. I hear it and I want to snap and be like, hey, girl, hey. But it truly is. Like, I can tell there's difference between coaches, practitioners, and then educators. And if you can get them like all in the mix and you're like a beautiful blend of like, I have the knowledge, I have the skills, I've also been through the journey, and now I help, you know, and I teach and I coach and I educate. I love that. I love that. I've been listening to your podcast for a while now on the treadmill and I'm like, oh, yes, so good. Oh, okay. So let's dive into the meat and potatoes, because I love giving my ladies who are listening tons of strategies, tons of support in that, you know, in that aspect. I want them to feel that they're not alone in this journey. So we've talked about stress. We've talked about the importance of cleaning up your diet and just really understanding what's good for your body and what's not good for your body. But let's talk about the importance of self-care. Self-care has been a huge key to my success in the last decade, putting me and my needs, not just physical self-care and not just manis and pedis, y'all. Like, I'm talking like, I'm like, actually, when I hear those, I'm like, oh, that's another task on my really long calendar to do today. Like, that to me is not self-care. Like, I'm talking emotional self-care, physical self-care, financial self-care. Like, there's a whole realm of self-care. So let's just talk about the importance that self-care has played in your role. And what are some of your favorite forms of self-care that you've done?
Yeah, I'm so happy you said the manis and pedis thing. I'm like, no, well, you know what? I'll take that back. If that's what causes you to take care of yourself, then fine. But it's so, like you said, it's so much bigger than that. I am an introvert by nature. Most people
really? Would not know
that. Oh yeah, yes. Like, I can stay in the house. Like, when, you know, we did COVID shutdown, I'm like, oh, this is cool. So, but that fuels me. That fuels my body. So we went to a wedding Saturday, and 250, 300 people, energy. I was laughing and dancing, but I needed 2 days to come down off that. So I always suggest to people to really dig deep. And whenever you feel the fullest, if it is in a crowd, if it is being alone or reading a book or watching a movie or spending time with a loved one, when you get that sense of joy and peace, that is part of taking care of yourself. And I always say, do more of that. And then do things like journaling, like write down what's going on in your life so that you can go back and see what happened, where there's joy that you may not have remembered, and also where there may be, you know, people like I had in my life that is causing you harm.
Yes.
That, and then mindfulness in the morning. I have something on my phone, so I change the time every once in a while. It's at 2:15 now, but at 2:15, my phone rings and I say, I either say thank you to God or I have a moment of gratitude, and it takes 2 seconds to do that, but I'm doing that consistently every day. So whatever works for you, but really work hard to figure out what that self-care looks like.
Love that. Yeah. And I mean, self-care is a form of respect, right? Yeah. So it's like, if I respect my body, my life, my temple, the one and only, the only thing that I've got to respect it. And yeah. I find that women are just, they're notorious for putting their own self-care needs on the back burner, whether it's unconsciously like, oh no, who am I to take time for myself? Or whether it's consciously like, I'm just too busy. Like who, you know, I remember, oh my gosh, the very first time I spoke on self-care, was like 8 years ago, and it was in front of like 300 banking women in banking security, and like all of those panels were talking about the importance of self-care and what self-care looks like to all of us. Yeah. And every woman, like I said, raise your hand if you can literally tell me five things that bring you joy and happiness in your life. And I maybe out of that many women probably got like five women that raised their hand. And they came up and talked to me. They said, Carissa, I don't even know what self-care looks like anymore. Like, I don't even know what I would want to do if you said, girl, you have 2 hours, go have some fun. And I'm like, broke my heart. So I remember that day very, 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 you know, very, very vividly.
I just want to say that I was the person that talked about people who took self-care time. I'm like, you know what? You know, they have time for that. They should be cleaning their house. And I want to let you know that's part of the reason I ended up at 18 different doctors. So you may think this is just one of those frou-frou parts of the conversation. It's super, super important that was part of the journey to get me to being so sick. So self-care is super important.
Writer downer, ladies, yeah. Writer freaking downer. Okay. Yeah. Like yeah. It's not selfish. We need self-care. And so I know you said you're an introvert, which I'm like, really? I didn't realize that about you, but I can totally relate to that too, because as much as I'm a bold, beautiful Puerto Rican that loves to be on stage and loves to just share her energy with the world, I fill my bucket in like alone time. So I totally get you. Like, after a keynote, I've got to come and just like bring me into my zone and fill my bucket. So ladies, I just always imagine like, what are a few things that I can do to fill my own bucket today? Sometimes it is meditation. Sometimes it's, you know, going for a 5-minute walk. The gym is like a non-negotiable for me, and like eating healthy foods and not, that's a lifestyle already, but it is right. A form of self-care, and self-care looks different for everyone. So there's no right or wrong. Like Stephanie said, just do more of what brings you joy and happiness and love into your life and schedule it in. Ladies, yeah. I know that's crazy, right? But like, sometimes we got to schedule in our self-care.
Put it on the calendar.
Yes, it's like, okay, we all know what we need to do. But I always tell my ladies, I'm like, cool, schedule it in. And they're like, that seems a little crazy. I'm like, I don't care. Schedule it in, right? Because when you look at your calendar, that's how I can always tell what's important to women, right? And on their calendars, it's all the work stuff. It's all the kids' doctor's appointments. It's all the taking care of my parents to and from their doctor's appointments. And I'm like, where's you? Where do I see you? And they're like, oh, well, I come last. And I'm like, oh my God, we need to pour into your bucket first, ladies.
Yes. Oh. So you can't take care of others. You cannot take care of people if you're not filling your own bucket. You're so right. I'm just like, mask on first.
Like we all hear it, right? Every day we hear that. So you've got to schedule it. And if you're like, I don't even know where to begin, I'm a process card junkie. Like I have a process for everything. And I know that's kind of, that's my masculine energy. Like that's my get shit done girl in me. Right. And the inner goddess is like, oh, flow and mindset and, you know, meditation and walks. And it's good. Both like I've found the blend in that. But sometimes when I am so overwhelmed and so like empty, I have to come to my card and be like, what can I do today? Right. I've got 5 minutes. What can I do today? So I just pull out a process card for self-care. I know that seems crazy, but I'm like, oh yeah, I can just take 5 deep breaths and it'll be okay.
But you can't like in the spur of the moment, you can't think of what can I do. And if you don't have 2 hours or an hour, like what can I do real quick? So I think that's genius.
Yeah.
We talked about that in the past. I'm like, I have little notes too now.
Yes, right. And it's all according because like sometimes it's like, oh, I'm going to go buy myself something, right? That'll really make me feel good. And then sometimes I'm like, no, I'm trying to save this month. So like, I'm going to do like more free kinds of self-care. But it's typically never like the nails in the hair for me is like just a task, unfortunately, but Either way. Okay, cool. All right. So I want to talk about how to find your purpose and your pain, because there's a lot of women who are really struggling today with their pain, right? They're stuck in this rut. They don't know how to get out. How can a woman start to turn that pain, turn it into purpose, and just get out of the stuff?
For me, it was, in a way, it was easy because I'm like, all my life, I like wanted to do something in food. I thought I wanted to open a vegan restaurant. But, you know, just always thinking about that. But for me, it was, there was so much pain associated. And my heart was telling me, you have to figure out a way to get this information out to other people. So start to think about that, like wherever you're at. You think about people who do divorce care podcasts, or people who do, you know, any kind of niche down podcast. A lot of times they've gone through that. So while you're in that transition, instead of thinking, you know, when am I getting out? This is so painful and so forth, own it if it is, but also begin to think about, oh, what are the lessons that I'm learning while I'm in pain? How can I serve others with what I'm learning? How can I write down things that I'm learning so I can go back to that and make that part of my story? Like, that's why I know that 18 doctors, $20,000, because I'm like, you know what? I'm really sick. I'm going to start jotting down every doctor I have, and that one day I'm going to be well, and I'm going to make that part of my marketing story. Like, those are the conversations I had in my head. And I believe that that was part of me being able to heal faster, because it was never the woe is me. I had my moments, but it was never the woe is me. It's like, how am I going to take what I'm in right now, all of this mess, and help other people? So that's what I challenge people to do. Figure out what you're in now and figure out how you can transition that in order to help others. It may not come in a year, two, three, but at some point you'll be able to use that.
100%. That's like, as she mentioned, right? If you're a business owner, like, be journaling on everything that you go through, because eventually you'll be like, oh, I just created an easy 5-step process to help, you know, make five new leads this month by going through the stuckness. You kind of have to go through it. And like, I would just add to that, ladies, if you're kind of in that dark place right now, Lord knows I've been there too many times to even count. I've tons of stories I could speak on. But really, it's like allowing yourself to kind of feel the feels first, you know, journal on it and ask yourself, always inward, like take that, like, I am a woman in charge approach. Like, if I was in control, what can I learn? Right. So Steph mentioned that's the reframe. So anytime I'm going through something really negative, I turn around and I'm like, okay, but how could this be a positive? I always say, God, I don't know what lesson you want me to learn right now, but I'll be patient. And when I know the lesson, I will be able to write it down. Right. I'll get clarity. I'm always telling God that. I'm like, okay, Lord, like, I'm not quite sure what you want me to learn from this really crappy sandwich. However, I will eat it and I will walk the steps and I will trust that I need to learn something from this moment, right? That's that, it's getting back in control in the driver's seat. But it all starts, ladies, with a decision, right? Mm-hmm. You have to decide that you're willing to turn that pain into power or purpose. You cannot, if you're stuck in this muck, you're choosing to be there. Mm-hmm. I know that seems totally weird, but you're choosing to be there. You get to change the story, right? Stephanie changed the story. She said, enough is enough. 18 doctors, $20,000. I'm going to learn stuff myself so that I can maybe, like, I'm going to turn to my own body's wisdom. That's what she did, you know? Like, that's, forget all the doctors out there. Like, she's like, oh, I forgot how to listen to my own body and, like, track my own body's, you know, energy levels. Steph, you're going to love this. So I have like a custom journal that all of my clients can like buy, right? But it's not your average planner, right? For the hustler who's like work, work, work. But one of my favorite pages, and every day I fill this out, it's the body and daily tracking. Mm-hmm. So I literally track. I'm like, did I poop today? How's my energy level today? How's my body feel today? How am I showing up authentically? You know, like check, I did that. Cause I'm a checklister, but I'm also like very, you know, I want to feel the body. Did I honor my boundaries today? Right. And then, you know, just some of the habits of like, did I reach out to 5 women today and just share love with them today? So it's like, I love just it. A makes me feel really good in the morning, filling this out. But you know, it's like, I tap into spiritual guidance. I'm like, today I'm calling in, you know, like both, but it's, I track everything. I track everything. And you can probably say that if you were tracking things, you would have probably seen, you know, similarities a lot sooner than 18 years. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. When I look back, I'm like, oh yeah, the rapid heartbeat climbing up the stairs. Oh yeah. The hair falling out. Oh yeah. So yes, pay attention to your body. And that's the one thing that I think everyone should walk away with. Listen to your body. It speaks the truth.
I was just going to ask you for like a final takeaway. I know there's something deep inside of you. Okay. So one quick rapid fire tip for a woman who's like looking to boss up. What final tip would you give her?
Yeah. Go back to what we talked about in the beginning, eliminate the stress, find out what that stressor is and eliminate it. That will help you in all aspects of your life.
Yes. Oof. Eliminate it. Identify it. Eliminate it. Let it go.
Yeah. And let it go. Thank you. Yes. Let it go. I love that.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for being a guest on my show. I wish you the most greatest abundance in the world.
You.
Yes, absolutely. And ladies, if you're looking to boss up your bodies, you can obviously reach out to Stephanie. She's a great resource. All of her links are in the show notes underneath or in the description, wherever you're finding them. And yeah, if you're looking to boss up and build some really awesome lifestyle habits, not just food, but fitness and mindset, and self-care and, you know, overcoming boundaries and, you know, all of that stuff. I am the number one mindset and health expert for impact-driven lady bosses. And these leaders, they hire me to help them boss up their bodies, their mindsets, and of course, their businesses. And if you're tired of playing small and you know you're meant for more, but your health just seems to just keep you stuck, book that free 15-minute boss up clarity call with me. I promise you it will be the game changer of your day. So with that, I hope you guys have a fantastic day. Tune in next Tuesday for another awesome episode.
Thank you for listening to Boss Up Babes with Carissa Adkins, bringing you tangible tips and expert coaching advice to help you boss up and get healthy. Tune in every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for interviews with industry leaders and powerhouse boss babes that will empower you to take action and live your best life. If you're ready to boss up and work with Carissa in one of her transformative group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.